This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden Monday will formally reinstate COVID-19 travel restrictions on non-U.S. travelers from Brazil, Ireland, the United Kingdom, and 26 other European countries that allow travel across open borders. The two White House officials who spoke on condition of anonymity discussing the order also confirmed Sunday that South Africa would be added to the restricted list because of concerns about a variant of the virus that has spread beyond the nation. Biden is reversing an order from U.S. President Donald Trump in his final days in office that called for the relaxation of the travel restrictions as of this Tuesday. The decision to reverse the order is not surprising, but the addition of South Africa to the restricted travel list highlights the new administration's concerns about mutations of the virus. The South Africa variant has not been discovered in the United States, but another variant originating in the United Kingdom has been detected in several states. Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador said Sunday that he has tested positive for coronavirus, and an intense second wave of the coronavirus pandemic that has pushed the health system of the country's vast capital city close to saturation. The 67-year-old president said in a tweet that his symptoms were light and he was receiving medical treatment. López Obrador has been criticized for his handling of the pandemic, with a strategy that is focused on increasing hospital capacity over testing and contact tracing. The country has shied away from mandatory lockdowns, instead opting for a tiered system of restrictions. This is VOA News. Australia's medical regulator has approved the Pfizer-BioNTech for COVID-19 vaccine for use under formal process. That's one of the first countries to complete a comprehensive approval. The vaccine has been provisionally approved by the Therapeutic Goods Administration and Australians age 16 and older, Morrison told reporters, noting it was a year since the first coronavirus case was detected in the country. Vaccination of priority groups is expected to begin in late February at 80,000 doses per week. Two doses will be required at least 21 days apart, according to a government spokesperson. Federal law enforcement officials are continuing to examine a number of threats aimed at members of Congress as a second trial of former President Donald Trump nears, including ominous chatter about killing legislators or attacking them outside of the U.S. Capitol. The threats and concerns that armed protesters could return to sack the Capitol anew prompted the U.S. Capitol Police and other federal law enforcement to insist thousands of National Guard troops remain in Washington, D.C. as the Senate moves forward with plans for Trump's trial. The shocking insurrection by the Capitol Police by a Trump mob or pro-Trump mob prompted federal officials to rethink security in and around its landmarks, resulting in an unprecedented lockdown for the Biden inauguration. Portugal's president was returned to office for a second term with a resounding victory Sunday in an election held amid a devastating COVID-19 surge that has made the European country the worst in the world for cases and deaths. Marcelo Rebelo de Sousa, who has been widely expected to win, captured 61% of the vote. He's a center-moderate former leader of Portugal's Social Democratic Party and will serve a five-year term that will be his last due to term limits. He did devote most of his victory speech to COVID-19, saying his first thoughts went to its victims, and he promised to work for an economic recovery once all of this is over. The Office of the French President said Sunday that French President Emmanuel Macron and new U.S. President Joe Biden are in agreement on climate change and how to fight the coronavirus. Two leaders spoke by phone Sunday, also discussing their willingness to act together for peace in the Near and Middle East. Via remote, I'm Tom McNeil, VOA News.